वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 3, Text 44. Translation and commentary by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami. Prabhupada. Tatra kirta yato vipra. Vipra sha bhurite jasaha. Aham chadhyagamam tatra nivishtas tadanugrahat soham vashravayishyami yathadhitam yathamati Tatra kirtayato vipra Viprasha bhurite jasaha Aham chadhyagamam tatra Nivishtas tadanugrahat Soham vah shravayishyami yathadhitam yathamati O learned Brahmanas, when Sukadeva Goswami recited Bhagavatam there in the presence of Emperor Parikshit, I heard him with rapt attention, and thus, by his mercy, I learned the Bhagavatam from that great and powerful sage. Now I shall try to make you hear the very same thing as I learned it from him and as I have realized it. Well, that's Sanskritized Telugu, isn't it? I said yesterday. Adhyagamam. Such words. Purport. One can certainly see directly the presence of Lord Sri Krishna in the pages of Bhagavatam if one has heard it from a self-realized great soul like Sukadeva Goswami. Want to translate? One cannot, however, learn Bhagavatam from a bogus hired reciter whose aim of life is to earn some money out of such recitation and employ the earning in sex indulgence. No one can learn Srimad Bhagavatam who is associated with persons engaged in sex life. That is the secret of learning Bhagavatam. Learn Bhagavatam from one who interprets the text by his mundane scholarship. One has to learn Bhagavatam from the representative of Sukadeva Goswami and no one else. If one at all wants to see Lord Sri Krishna in the pages. That is the process and there is no alternative. Suta Goswami is a bona fide representative of Sukadeva Goswami because he wants to present the message which he received from the great learned Brahmana. Sukadeva Goswami presented Bhagavatam as he heard it from his great father, and so also Suta Goswami is presenting Bhagavatam as he had heard it from Sukadeva Goswami. Simple hearing is not all. one must realize the text with proper attention. The word Nivishta means that Suta Goswami drank the juice of Bhagavatam through his ears. That is the real process of receiving Bhagavatam. One should hear with rapt attention from the real person, and then he can at once realize the presence of Lord Krishna in every page. The secret of knowing Bhagavatam is mentioned here. No one can give rapt attention who is not pure in mind. No one can be pure in mind who is not pure in action. No one can be pure in action who is not pure in eating, sleeping, fearing, and mating. But somehow or other, if someone hears with rapt attention from the right person, at the very beginning one can assuredly see Lord Sri Krishna in person in the pages of Bhagavatam. In this verse, the process of hearing and also the process of speaking Srimad Bhagavatam are described. What is essential in hearing and speaking the message of Bhagavatam? Srila Prabhupada particularly explicates in his purport to the verse the process of hearing. The basic statement is that one should hear most attentively. And just prior to this, it's been stated that Shukadev had heard from his father. Just prior in the Bhagavatam, it's stated that Shukadev heard this from his father. So the speaker should be authorized, coming in a bona fide spiritual succession, and he should speak yathadhitam yathamati, according to his level of learning and his level of realization. In this purport, Srila Prabhupada chooses to especially concentrate on the qualities or the particular quality required for a hearer of the Bhagavatam recitation. He uses the phrase rapt attention. This is translation of nirvishta, completely absorbed. So to be fully absorbed in hearing a subject matter, one has to be interested in it. More than a casual interest. One may be slightly interested in a subject and therefore take the trouble to or deliberately try to hear about that and learn about it. But if one is not intensely interested in it, then one's attention may be diverted. So to hear attentively requires interest more than a casual interest. It requires intense interest. In Salem, in Tamil Nadu, the first place we took there was a rented house. We took that as a preaching center. And in the morning after Mangal Arati, I often used to go up there to chant on the roof. And on the other side of the road, on the roof, would assemble a group of boys, maybe all around 14 or 15 years old. And the tutor, he would speak, and you could see the whole atmosphere was very intense. Not really guru here, you can say. Adhyapak, maybe you could say. Teacher, shikshak. Is that what you're saying? Shiksha guru? Oh, shikshaka. Sorry. So, he was intense, and the boys, they were all very intense also. Physics was the subject. Yeah. And they were all completely absorbed. and we could understood that they all took the subject matter very seriously. Because presumably both teacher and students considered that it's very important that the students learn about this. The boys were convinced that by studying, their future will be better. So Parikshit Maharaj and here the sages at Naimisharanya, they were convinced that their future would be better by hearing the message of Bhagavatam. But many times we find that in the matter of speaking Srimad Bhagavatam, it's not that everyone has intense interest. Sometimes it seems even the speaker is not that much interested because they speak all other things which are not on the subject of Srimad Bhagavatam. Or it may be that they're trying to catch the attention of the listeners. So they may do so by telling various stories or jokes, or they may study various speaking techniques, take training in, or read a book about how to conduct public speaking. For instance, one thing that I don't usually do, and Srila Prabhupada didn't do, is one is advised to keep eye contact with members of the audience. The formula was, I heard one formula, tell a shloka, then tell a joke, and then go on like that. Tell a joke, tell a shloka, and then tell a joke. And sometimes there's training that in each class you should have at least one shloka, one story, one joke, and like this. And this is considered to be a perfect class. Actually, Srila Prabhupada, who for us is the exemplar of pure devotion, he very rarely prepared any speech. When Tribhuvanath Prabhu, one of his disciples, asked about preparing classes in advance, Srila Prabhupada replied. He said, well, you can do, but actually you should be ready to speak at any time, even without any preparation. Another technique to get people's attention is to speak very strongly. To get people's attention. Wake up, wake up. You should listen. You should hear all this. Utishta, Jagrata, Prapya, Varang, Debodhata. In the language of the Upanishads. Get up. Get up. Wake up. Become aware of the facility or the great boon that is available in human life. Almost literally we have, when it said, get up, wake up, it's not really meant for devotees sleeping in class, but it is applicable also. But actually the onus is on those who are coming to hear. One should approach a guru for this purpose. Tadvijnanatam sagurum evabhigachet. One must approach a guru for the sake of acquiring the knowledge of spiritual science. So it's unusual that if someone you come to a guru and say, please, approaching a guru means requesting to give spiritual knowledge. As Srila Prabhupada often quoted the ideal in this regard, Sanatan Goswami approaching Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sanatan Goswami stated, Ke ami kene amai jare tapatroy eha nahi jane kemane hitahoi. He said, who am I? Why do the threefold miseries of material life always disturb me? I don't understand even how I can be benefited. This is the ideal of a disciple approaching a guru. So one should go begging to... Often we say that you should approach a guru and ask for his mercy. Yeah, that's true. But in the Shastric descriptions, we find that the would-be disciples, they mostly approach the gurus asking for knowledge. It's the guru's mercy that he gives the knowledge by which one can come out of ignorance. Avidya vinasa jate. Prema bhakti jaha hoite avidya vinasa jate. Prema bhakti is available from him, and ignorance is destroyed by him. Chokudano diloje janme janme prabhu se, who gives the eye, the gift of eyes, of clear vision, spiritual vision, that person is my master, birth after birth. It's noteworthy that Srila Prabhupada, as his daily, part of his daily schedule, would accept Guru Puja from his disciples and then immediately after speak and give them class. So via Guru Puja we reinforce or we refresh our understanding of what is our relationship with our Guru. Our relationship is that we have to hear from him, first of all. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chitete Korea Aikya Ana Kariho Mane Asha. The words from the lotus mouth of the Guru, I make them one with my heart and don't desire anything else. If we have this attitude, then it is possible to hear with rapt attention. Otherwise, unless we, if we have other desires, then we won't get this rapt attention in hearing, this tivra dhyanam, this intense focus on hearing. It seems almost hypocritical that we can say, janme janme prabhu se, guru mukha padma vakya, all these things, and then come to class and not hear. And I've seen that it's, in some cases, it's almost like a custom that disciples go to hear the guru because they know they're supposed to. I'm not talking so much here about ISKCON, but there's a tradition that one should hear from the sadhus and gurus. So some people go and they sit there and they come out and they don't really expect to learn anything, but they just go. It's a pious activity. And some speakers, they attract huge crowds. In Gujarat, there are certain speakers, if they come to some big town, some huge pandal will be erected in which 1 lakh or more people can sit at one time. And some of the people are so far away from the speaker, they can hardly see him, but there are closed circuit TVs, so the TV screens, so that they can also see all the mannerisms that the speaker affects throughout his talk. So he might think that, well, why don't we get lakhs of people? We might think, why don't we get lakhs of people? Maybe we'd better be a bit like them, and then we'll get more people coming. But we see that Srila Prabhupada, he didn't perform theatrics. He, in his preface to Bhagavad Gita, as it is, preface, I believe, he wrote at the end of it that if by this endeavor, the endeavor of composing Bhagavad Gita as it is, even one person becomes a pure devotee of Krishna, I will think that this effort has been successful. So we want that many people will come, but we cannot dilute or compromise our message in order to get many people to come. We have to give the real thing, Bhagavad Gita, as it is. The great example is of a good hearer is Parikshit Maharaj. When he learned that he had to die in 7 days, he didn't collapse in desperation. He didn't become depressed. He thought, well, it's going to happen, let it happen. He could have called powerful brahmanas to counteract the curse, but he didn't. He could have just sat in Mounavrata, observing a vow of silence, and just waited for it to happen. But he heard Shukadeva Goswami with rapt attention for 7 days and seven nights without taking food or water. Why didn't he take food or water? He didn't want to waste any time. He was so anxious to hear the message of Bhagavatam. He left home and he left all thoughts of home. He didn't be, oh, what will happen to my family in future? What will happen to the kingdom? He understood that, well, whatever will happen. People are in the consciousness that I am indispensable. Indispensable. My presence is required. Things cannot go on without me. Anivarya. Essential, you could say. But so many great leaders come and go, and life goes on. Probably the greatest hero of France in the 20th century was Charles de Gaulle. And eventually he was a military leader, then a political leader. And eventually he retired. And some said to him, no, don't retire. Your presence is indispensable. And he replied, the graveyards are full of indispensable men. It doesn't really work in Indian languages because you don't have graveyards. That's for Muslims and Christians. Some Hindus bury their dead, but mostly not. Anyway, you get the idea. Lingayats, they bury their dead people. Anyway. So Parikshit, he didn't divert his attention. He thought, now I'm here to hear, let me hear. He was actually very enthusiastic to hear. And Srila Prabhupada said about himself that my guru noted me, first of all, that I was eager to hear. It's difficult to hear. There has to be some prior qualification to have that interest in hearing. That qualification is mentioned by Parikshit Maharaj himself. Nivritta tarshaya rupagiya manas bhavaushodat chotra mano abhiramat ka uttama shloka gunanavadat puman virajeta vigna pashugnat. He says that someone who is finished with material attraction, they will take great interest in glorifying and by extension hearing the glorification of Krishna, who is glorified in the best verses. And such hearing is like medicine for material life. It's very pleasing to the mind. But people who are not Nivritta Trishna, whose material thirst is not finished, who are still thirsty for material enjoyment, they will not be willing to take the medicine for material existence. They won't like, for instance, to hear Bhagavatam shlokas like Pungsastriya Mituni Bhavametam Tayaraho Hridya Grantyamahuhu Ato Griha Kshetra Sutabda Vitayar Janasya Mohoyama Hammameti. The purport of which is that attraction between male and female is the basic principle of material existence. And when male and female combine together, it's their hearts become tied with a very strong knot of material attachment. And then more attachment comes to home, country, money, children, relatives. Sutamita Ramani Samaji, that poet Vidyapati says, that one becomes attached to sons, friends, one becomes attached to the society of sons, friends, and women. There are many words used for women here. Here the word is used is ramani, which means that in which one takes pleasure. So people who are in this consciousness, they are bewildered in terms of thinking of I, me, and mine. So they won't like to listen to the Bhagavatam, the whole Bhagavatam as it is. They will say, well, why be so negative? We want to hear the nectar from the Bhagavatam, the Gopi Leela. We don't want to hear, don't say all those negative things. But they need to hear such things. Who, Parikshit says, will not agree to take this medicine for material existence in the form of hearing about Krishna, topics of Krishna consciousness. Only a killer of animals. That can mean literally a butcher. Or someone who is killing the soul. Particularly the Mayavadi who wants to cease his existence as an individual soul. But that can refer to anyone who is not developing actual Krishna consciousness on the spiritual platform beyond that of material attachment. Srila Prabhupada writes here at the end of the purport, if someone hears with rapt attention from the right person at the very beginning, one can assuredly see Lord Sri Krishna in person in the pages of Bhagavatam. Why don't you read it? It's easier. It's difficult. Those who do translating, they know that it's difficult to translate the purports. Prabhupada compacts so much into his words that there's so much in there that it becomes difficult. More difficult than ordinary speaking. That's my experience anyway, to translate. Every word he packs in so much meaning. It's definitely from the spiritual platform. Yeah. So anyway, just this last sentence of the purport. Mm. So if one is very fortunate, one has a taste. One develops a taste for hearing about Krishna. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said to Pradyumna Mishra, who was his some kind of uncle on the father's side. Yeah, must have been on the father's side. When Pradyumna Mishra approached him and said, please tell me about Krishna. I want to hear topics of Krishna, Krishna Katha from you. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, oh, you're so fortunate. You have a desire to hear about Krishna. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, actually, I'm not the right person to ask. I don't really know very much. Whatever I know, I learned from Ramananda Rai, so you better hear from him. And actually, that is a major part, or we could say the major part of Srimad Bhagavatam. Major part in, well, it's one chapter, it's a very long chapter, but practically that's the essence of Chaitanya Charitamrita, the Ramananda Samvad, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asking questions to Ramananda Rai and Ramananda answering them. That was at Kavur, just on the opposite bank of the Godavari from Rajmundry. So, of course, although Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took the position of a disciple, he is the source of all knowledge. So it's described, it was just like he was the ocean of knowledge, and he gave the, just like the cloud takes that and rains it back into the ocean. So he inspired Ramananda, who then spoke to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So at that time, Ramananda was the governor of that area of South India under Prataparudra Maharaj, who was the king based in Cuttack, Orissa. So after so they would meet at night because Ramananda was busy during the day, and all night they would go on speaking. So after a few nights, Ramananda said, "You please stay here for some more days so we can go on talking." Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "I don't want to talk with you for a few days. I want to spend my whole life talking with you. So I have some commitment to travel in South India, so I have to go. But in the meantime, you come to Puri, and then we will remain together all our life, and we can discuss topics of Krishna." So actually, Ramananda did that, and every night in Puri, he and Sarup Damodar, they would spend the whole night with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu discussing topics of Krishna. So let us pray for that mercy, that we can be so fortunate that we have intense interest in topics of Krishna. So I'll finish now. We're not supposed to finish having said that, but well, even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it was at night. There was some schedule. So we have our schedule also. And if there are one or two questions, I can take that.
Yeah, and that's directly in this.
Well, yadatitam, that means as far as I have learned, and yatamati, which means as far as I have understood.
But if we have simply theoretical knowledge in the course of distributing books, can we teach Maharaj?
If we have only theoretical knowledge. Well, while you're distributing books. If you're distributing books, that means you have more than theoretical knowledge. The knowledge is that we should serve Krishna, and distributing Srila Prabhupada's books is serving Krishna. So at least to some level, you've come above the theoretical platform. So you can't say it's all just theoretical. Anything else? Yeah. Atmaha, killer of the soul. Is there any other meaning? Well, I offered three. Literally, no one can kill the soul, as that's one of the first lessons we learn from Bhagavad Gita. But I offered three. Two were given by Srila Prabhupada following the previous acharyas. That means a butcher, atmaha. Atma can mean the body also. So a butcher, he kills the body. Then those who want to dissolve the soul, its existence into some impersonal supposed absolute, they are also considered to be a killer of the soul. And that comes in Bhagavatam also. A person who doesn't properly take the opportunity of human life, that Krishna says, that comes in Krishna's teachings recorded in the 11th canto. Rideham sulabam sudurlabam pavan sukalpo guru karnadharam maya. Mayanukulena nabhasvateritam puman bhavabdhim nataretsa atmaha. Krishna says that one who has attained this rarely attained human form of life, it's just like he got a good boat for crossing the ocean of material existence. And if you get a guru who's an experienced captain, and we have the instructions of Shastra, which are like favorable winds for blowing the boat. One has all these facilities and still one neglects. He doesn't take the care or proper effort to cross over the material existence. Then he is Atmaha, killer of the soul, killing his opportunity. So there may be various explanations. I think you weren't hearing with rapt attention, because I did already explain that. Rapt attention means the sound should come in and there's no obstruction. It's like a copper wire. The electricity comes in, or silver wire. It's even more conductive than copper, but people use copper because silver is very expensive. So, it just, the electricity is there and it comes completely in. There's no obstruction. If you try using porcelain, it won't work. And I already retired our translator here. I guess I didn't have enough attention to remember that I'm supposed to speak with translation. Okay, you can summarize that in three words, Atato Brahma Jignasa. Yeah, you can say. Let's see, if you were hearing with rapt attention, you can say it all back again. So how can we become fortunate to get that taste? That's also stated in Bhagavatam. Sususho shadadhan asya vasudeva katarujihi syat mahan sevaya vipra punyatirta nishayavanat. By serving great devotees with great faith, if one very faithfully serves the great devotees, then by that the taste for hearing about Krishna will arise in the heart. Sri Ramanuja, he recommended, if you have some idea of doing bhakti, but you're really disqualified, you can't do anything properly, just go and sit where the devotees are. Don't do anything. Don't disturb them. Just sit. Just be in their association. You'll be benefited. Hare Krishna. We should start the service of prasadam. Everyone should take, or at least take some grains before 10 o'clock. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada Ki